Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Myron Medcalf, who is the senior, is the co-host of Matt and Myron on ESPN Radio, just moved from Sundays to 5 days a week, senior ESPN college basketball reporter, and we appreciate his time here on The Zone in Little Rock. Myron, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Yeah, happy to be with you. Happy for the show that's coming on Monday. So we're excited.
Yeah, that's got to be really exciting too. And you know, it's you guys. I saw the piece that you and Jeff Borzello co-authored, 100 Days Until the Start of College Basketball. I mean, this is really like how college football fans feel right after spring ball is finished. But here in Arkansas, like, we get a chance to watch the Hogs Friday, Saturday, and then Monday and Tuesday in the Bahamar Summer League. And there's like not a lot of fans actually get a chance to watch their team this time of the year, but Razorback fans will. So I think that makes us a little bit different right now.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's such an amazing opportunity. Like, you know, I remember not that long ago, you couldn't really do that. And I think there's a world, honestly, where there's going to be a summer college basketball circuit, if you will. Like, I think we're just going to see more teams having an opportunity to compete. I think it's so good for fans. I think it's so good for the players, especially in the portal era. Like, Arkansas getting that opportunity, you know, that's going to show up in March. The opportunity to have more chemistry, to get to know your personnel, if you're Cal. And I just think it's a really smart thing to do.
You know, one of the things that stands out right now about college basketball, I mean, today, on July 30th, 2026, that maybe will be different from any other year or moment in college basketball, is that we don't know who's eligible right now. A dozen players in the state of Ohio were just granted an extra year of eligibility. They're going to find places to play. But how many other states are there also a lawsuit challenging the 5-for-5 eligibility rule by the NCAA? And how many players could this affect?
It could affect all of them. You know, I mean, you're talking about dozens and dozens of players who are sitting on the sidelines. I mean, let's take it a step further. There are a bunch of coaches who have added these guys unofficially to their rosters, and they're just kind of sitting around. They've moved on to campus. They're hanging around the team. They're just not in an official capacity yet. But I think unless you tell me that the federal government steps in with all that the federal government has going on, and they find a way to solve this in the next month, I think most of these kids, if not all, will be eligible, because I just don't think the NCAA can fight everybody. Now, what's going to be interesting is, despite the verdicts across the country that have allowed and cleared some of these athletes to play, the NCAA said they're not changing anything. So I think we're in for an interesting battle. You know, the question will be, what can the NCAA do? They can't overrule a state court. However, could the committee get together and say, all right, we don't have any power to allow these guys to play or not allow them to play, but if one of these guys shows up on your roster, maybe you don't qualify for the NCAA tournament. Yeah. I just wonder if that is their next move to try to deter some of this.
All this does for me is it just shows, and I don't think that this Save College Sports Act is going to pass in its current form, or even in the form that was just edited down to try to placate the Big Ten and the SEC. But what this shows is that college sports was not meant to be decided throughout the 50 different court systems, or I guess 51 when you're talking about Washington, D.C. At some point, and again, I don't think it's happening in this Congress, but the next Congress is going to need to get something done for college sports to have a uniform set of rules to actually go by. Because what we're going by right now, nothing's uniform, and it's all being fought in state court. Where do you come in on federal legislation, Myron?
You know, my honest perspective on that is, I think as college sports fans, we're pretty spoiled because this is our world and we think it's the most important thing. I actually don't know that we want to set a standard for the federal government comes in and tells us how to operate college sports. Like, to me, imagine being a politician who's been elected by the people and you get a call from a bunch of ADs and presidents saying, we don't know how to handle a bunch of 18 to 23-year-olds who want to be eligible and want to get paid. Like, I would feel like, fix your own problems. And I do think ultimately that's what will have to happen. I don't know that the federal government steps in. I think what's more likely is the NCAA goes away as we see it. Like the NCAA right now is the payphone. How many do you see right now? Not many in a smartphone world. And I think that's just the reality. I think it's more likely that the power schools and conferences break away and create their own governance, create their own rules, than that the federal government comes in and says, this is how you run college sports. Because you and I both know, you think even if the federal government passes this legislation, you think everybody's going to be okay with it? No. We don't know how to stop fighting in our sport. Everybody wants different things, and the only way to change it to me is to split from the NCAA entirely.
That's interesting. It's just that with a federal legislation, there would be an actual thing to point to and say, well, this is how it's supposed to go. And if you're not operating by that, well, now you can actually, you know, go to federal court over it, and it's going to affect the entire industry. But I do understand what you're saying there, and I do wonder about, so we hear the idea about the Big Ten, the SEC breaking away, but what you hear, like Kyle Whittingham the other day, the new football coach at Michigan, long time at Utah, was talking to Rich Eisen about Super League. And you hear that word thrown around a lot with college football, whether it's 48 or 64 teams or whatever, that there would be a separation of football, essentially, from the NCAA. I've not heard that about basketball. So if you talk about a Super League for football, can you do the same thing for basketball? Is that a feasible idea?
It might be easier in basketball, honestly. But like, so let's be honest here. The only thing that's stopping it is the NCAA tournament, right? And the rights attached to that and the TV rights and all those things, right? Right now, the NCAA tournament is what it is, just expanded to 76. And I believe the TV deal goes through the year 2032. And I believe there's an out clause before that. I always hear people say something that I think isn't true. They say America wants to see the Cinderellas throughout the NCAA tournament, and if you don't have those kinds of storylines, people won't watch, right? I'm sure you've heard the same thing. I don't buy it. I think people want to see the best teams compete for the national championship once you get to the second round. I think if the big schools get together and say, we're hosting our own tournament, and we're going to create our own event, and you're going to get a bunch of money back in that, and sort of a winner-take-all, and there's NIL rights attached to that, I think college basketball could be a part of that for sure. And I think college basketball actually has the longest-running tournament that we know works. There's proof of concept. So I talked to a lot of coaches, administrators who – for some of them, they like the idea. For some of them, they fear it. But I do think that's the next thing on the table once we figure out football is there a world where the power schools in the future say, why don't we host our own tournament and keep all this money for ourselves? In this era, does that seem crazy to you? It does not to me.
Yeah, they always point to the success of March Madness, and you do not want to separate away from that, that's for sure. Another couple minutes here with Myron Metcalf, co-host of Matt and Myron on ESPN Radio, moving 5 days a week next week, senior ESPN college basketball reporter. And you need to get a look at ESPN.com. Myron and Jeff Borzello co-authored 100 Days Until the Start of College Basketball. But I have to say, Myron, Arkansas barely gets more than a couple mentions in this piece. So where 98 days until the start of college basketball, where do you see John Calipari's Razorbacks fitting in his third year?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it was sort of a lack of mention because of anything on that we were thinking about on our end. I mean, I think they're ranked 11th in our preseason ranking right now. I had a good time. You know, I saw Jordan Smith at McDonald's All-American game. I had a chance to sit and talk with him a couple times. I think he's extremely mature. I think you have, and I'll call it now, the best two-way player in America, even though he's a freshman.
Wow.
I think Jordan Smith, obviously, you're spoiled having Darius Acuff, right? Like, that must be nice. You know, who's running the point guard this year? Who was it last year? Oh, the best point guard in America, Darius Acuff. And now you bring in this guy who's not Darius Acuff. He's far more, to me, of a combo guard. But defensively, I think he's going to be incredible. So right there, you have a real leader. I think Jeremiah Wilkinson, everything he was able to do at Georgia, you have a star that steps in right away. You know who the X factor is for me? I still feel like we haven't seen the real Billy Richmond. Like, I don't know if you all feel that way.
Totally.
But following Billy Richmond from high school till now, I just think he's kind of had to wait his turn in a way, and I think this is his turn. I think you see Billy Richmond and people think he's like 22 or something like that. I think he just turned 20. Young guy who I think his best basketball is ahead of him, and I think he's the guy to me where you go, who's going to lead Arkansas if they can make a Final Four run? I think Billy Richmond's growth and development will be the key to that, and I think there's another level in him that we haven't even started to see.
Yeah, getting him back this year is gigantic. Myra, we'll leave it there. I know we got to get you off. You had a busy day today. So thank you so much for coming on The Buzz here with us and talking college basketball and the Razorbacks. And good luck with 5 days a week with Matt Jones next week.
Thank you very much. Tune in.
You got it.